Hi guys, I'm back. I know I have been missing for a couple of days, but I do have good news. So I know I originally told you guys that I was doing a new podcast called Love Talk Series. Well, I did create the podcast called Love Talk Series. It is here on Anchor. So what I did was I just made a separate Anchor account, and it's called Love Talk Series, and that is going to be where it's all about relationships and love and things like that. So I posted my first episode, I believe it was yesterday. So, hopefully the podcast does well, but I'm not really sure right now because I just posted it yesterday. So I'm just waiting to see like feedback from people, if people are going to play it and listen to it and like it. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. But I also want to do something, even bigger for Love Talk Series. I want to take Love Talk Series to like a whole nother level. So I'm not sure what that's gonna be yet, whether it be on YouTube or if I just make another Instagram channel again and dedicate it to Love Talk Series. I don't know yet. I haven't really decided. I'm just trying to figure it all out. But yeah, so hopefully people will tune into it. Hopefully even you guys will tune into it. I'll put the link in this description of this episode. And if you guys like, you can tune into it and get a feel for what it's going to be all about. I'm still probably going to do relationship talk on this podcast as well. But I just wanted to do something separately that just pertains to like relationships and stuff like that. So basically that's it. Nothing really has been new, really. I know I haven't did a Love Talk Series with you guys, and like, I think it's been, God, I don't even know. It's been a couple of days since I did a Love Talk Series with you guys on this, this channel. So, well, not channel, sorry, this, podcast. So, being with all that being said, I just hope you guys can support me as I try to create this Love Talk Series and I have fun with it, and hopefully we figure out where I want to take it, because I'm not sure right now exactly what I want to do with it. So we'll just see kind of what happens, I guess. Like if I choose to take it to YouTube, or if I choose to just put it on IGTV, which probably is where I will take it. I don't know. I'm not that big on YouTube, like I said. So I will probably put it on Instagram, but I don't know yet. I'm just trying to debate, because every time I make an Instagram page, people who follow me on that page instead of my personal page, it's like, why? It's the most annoying thing in the world. I don't know how my friends and people find me on a separate page but can't find my personal page. So yeah, that's one reason I'm skeptical. Can't say that word right. But one reason why I really don't want to put it on Instagram, because that's what's going to end up happening as usual. But basically, I'm just checking in with you guys. Just I hope after my last episode, you guys will understand me a little bit more and you'll get where I'm coming from. You'll get the, in light of me making that episode, my mind was in a whole bunch of different places, but it came from a good place. I don't know. I guess what I want to say is I want to just catch you guys up on some things. And I was thinking about this the other day. I said, when was the last time I did a Q&A with you guys? And I really talked to you guys and we did like an actual really cool Q&A. It's been a while. So I thought, why not do a Q&A today? I mean, that'd be kind of neat. I gotta find one first, guys. I know, because I was like, I didn't know I was actually really gonna do one today. But let me, so all right, so these are just some Q&A questions I just found, guys. Just bear with me. Let me see. This is from signupgenius.com. It's like 100 getting to know you questions. And the reason I'm doing it is because, like I said, we haven't did a Q&A in a while. And why not get into it and do a Q&A? Because I want to catch you guys up. And tomorrow's episode will be a love talk episode because I haven't did one in a while and I kind of miss doing them. I just have to think of a topic because usually I have a topic in the off the top of my head. But if you do want a love talk series and you can't wait until tomorrow or a couple days from now, just go to my love talk series podcast and you should be able to discover it there. I know my podcast is not on a lot of stations yet, which is probably why I'm not getting the views so far either, is because, you know, they have to shop you to get you different, like, you know, to get your podcast on different platforms. I think right now I'm just on Spotify, I think, and Pocket Cast or something. So I'm not really on a lot of stations right now. So I think once I get to the other stations, then hopefully the views will come in and hopefully you guys will tune in and support me as well. So moving on from that, the first question is, what really makes you angry? So what makes me angry? Something that really makes me angry is just rude people. People that are just rude and mean for no reason. That really makes me mad. I don't like rude people. I don't like mean people because I feel like it's not necessary. I feel like it's just, I don't know. It's just, why can't you be nice? That's the biggest thing for me. That really makes me angry. What is your biggest complaint about your job? I love my job a lot. My complaint is sometimes it is overwhelming. Sometimes it's hectic. Sometimes it's like, I feel like I love my patients, but I feel like a lot of times they expect us to, like, you know, I don't know, in a sense, working in mental health can be tough, especially when you yourself have a mental health problem. So my only complaint would be just sometimes it's people look at people who do intake processes at doctor's office. And if you work in a doctor's office and you've heard of it, you know, when I say intake coordinator or intake process, it's basically doing the whole intake interview to get the personal appointment. That can be a little tough sometimes. So I would say my complaint is just, it can be stressful. And the patients can be really not as patient with you sometimes because they're like in dire need of help, which I understand. So those are just the biggest things. It can just be stressful sometimes. But let me see. What is your favorite book to read? I don't really have a favorite book, but I did read this book. It was called Jason and Kyra, and I don't know who gave it to me. I think I bought it or my aunt bought it for me or something. But I read it, and it was the first book that made me cry. It was really good. Yeah, that was, like, the first, I don't know. So, yeah, I don't know. That was, like, the first big thing. I think that's about it. Yeah, that was, let me see. And what is your favorite thing about your career? Getting to help people. That's the biggest thing about, to me, being in any kind of field, especially the medical field, is just helping people. What makes you laugh the most? My daughter, probably, because she's always doing something silly or goofy or something. But I laugh at anything, so. Yep. What was the last movie you went... Okay, my phone just gonna go out on me in the middle of me reading. What was the last movie you went to? What did you think? I don't go to the movies like that, but I think the last movie I did see at the movie theater, I saw the Chucky movie. I forgot the name of it. The newest Chucky movie. I think it was the latest Chucky movie. That was the last one where it was like with the Andy and what was the, and he lived with a single mom and all that stuff. I don't know. You know what I mean? The one with the, you know which one I mean? Where he was moving to a new neighborhood and had to make friends. Yeah, so the last Chucky movie. That's the last movie I saw was the last Chucky movie. What motivates you to work harder? My daughter definitely motivates me to work harder. She makes me want to be stronger. She makes me want to be the best person I can be. And let me see. What did you want to be when you were small? I wanted to be a doctor when I was younger. When I was small, I always told everybody I was going to be a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I'm a medical assistant, so I'm close, right? Kind of close. What does your child want to be when he/she grows up? I have no idea. My daughter's only 3 years old, so I don't know. She can be whatever she wants to be, but of course she's not at that age where she's like, I want to be a doctor or a lawyer. So whatever she wants to be, she can be. What is your favorite game or sport to watch and play? My favorite sport to watch would have to be football. I love football. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan all day long. Go Dallas. When I was growing up, I used to love to play basketball. And my dad would take me up to my school on weekends and we would shoot hoops. So, yeah, that was something I like to do. Let me see. Which would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house? Probably none of the above because I hate cleaning. But I guess I would vacuum the house. Vacuum the house, I guess. I mean, all of it sucks, but I guess vacuum the house. If you could hire someone to help you, what would it be with? Cleaning, cooking, or yard work? Cleaning. Oh my God, I would hire somebody to help me clean because I do not like to clean. I do not. And yeah, I'm not the biggest. I don't know. I get a little lazy sometimes. Let me see. Have you ever had a nickname? What is it? My nickname is Rel. My name is Sherelle, but growing up, my parents called me Rel, R-E-L-L, Rel for short. So, and some people still call me that for short. So yeah, Rel. Do you like or dislike surprises? I love surprises so much. The last time I got a surprise was from my friend, my baby. He surprised me with a dozen roses on my doorstep, and the man delivered it, and I literally was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Yeah, so that was like literally two or three weeks ago. So yeah, I love surprises because he definitely surprised me. I had no idea. In the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read? I'd rather watch a movie, or I would read. Because I'm just a boring person sometimes, but I don't want to do all this extra stuff. And the late in the evening, I want to relax. It says, would you rather vacation in Hawaii or Alaska? I'm definitely going to Hawaii. Alaska's probably too freaking cold. I'm not trying to freeze to death. So I definitely would go to Hawaii and put my little... What's some things they wear? I don't know what they call them things that the Hawaiians when they do that little hula dance, hula, whatever that dance is, like, you know, where your little, I don't know. I'm going to Hawaii. Would you rather win the lottery or work at the perfect job, and why? Oh, that's a good question. I mean, yes, you could win the lottery. You can get lots of money. But money does not equate to happiness. So it's so many people in the world that are rich as heck, have lots of money, and they're miserable and depressed. So money does not equal to happiness. So I'd rather have the perfect job. But then again, you got to think about it. No job is perfect. So, if I had to pick, though, if there was a perfect job, I'd probably pick the perfect job because the lottery money would just... I don't know. I just feel like money doesn't equate to happiness. Who would you want to be stranded with on a desert island? Easy question. Ding, ding, ding. My boo. Of course. If money was no object, what would you do all day? Honestly, God, if I owned my own business and money was no object, I'd probably lounge around the house, be a little lazy now and then. I would probably not have a care in the world. I mean, I probably would. Well, I'm not going to say I wouldn't have a care in the world, but I probably would be more like laid back, and I wouldn't worry about so much stuff like I do now, because I wouldn't have to if money was not an issue. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? Okay, I probably would go back to 2010, which is crazy because that was one of the best years of my life. And I tell everybody that 2010 was just an amazing year. So I would probably go back to 2010 if I could go back in time and travel to a year. But if I can go back even further, like further, I would go back to the year of like the times and the era of like Marilyn Monroe, whatever year that was, I don't know. But that era of Marilyn Monroe, because yeah, I would go back to that era. Let's see. How would your friends describe you? They would say I was silly. I'm silly. I'm goofy. I'm talkative, shy, quiet. Yeah. What is the best gift you have been given? My daughter was the best gift that anyone ever gave me. That was the best gift God gave me, was my daughter. What is the worst gift you have received? That is a good question. Oh my God. I don't know if I should say this on here. Oh my God, guys. I hope none of my family members listen to this because they're going to be upset. So every holiday, like for Christmas or my birthday, my uncle and my little cousin always pick out a shirt for me. And they always get me the wrong size shirt. And I never like the clothes they give me. And I feel bad for saying this on here. But, I mean, it's a thought that counts. But it's just like, oh, my God. Like, you ever get a gift and you have to constantly be like, oh, you don't have to constantly be like, oh, it's so cute and amazing. And then when they leave, you're like, oh, my God, I don't like it. But you don't want to tell them. So I hope they don't ever listen to this. But, yeah, I don't really like the clothes you guys give me. I'm sorry. It's just never my style. And then, too, they always give me the wrong size. Like, so I'm always like, okay. But they have given me some cute, I will say this, they have given me some cute jackets that I still wear to this day. So, not all the clothes have been bad, just some. All right. Aside from necessities, what one thing could you not go a day without? Oh, man, that's a good question. Probably my necessities. Maybe my cell phone. I don't know, because I always have my phone on me. I'm always like, my phone is always by me. It's always near me. It's always somewhere. Like, I always have my cell phone near me. Mostly because I'm working, and then I never want to miss a call from people that are important. So, I don't know. Maybe my phone. List two pet peeves. Probably rude people and smokers. I'm not trying to be mean, but I hate rude people, and I don't like smokers. Your breath smells like cigarette smoke, and then you're like breathing on me, and that's all I can smell. And then some people smoke so much to the point where it's like embedded in their clothes, and that's all you can smell. It's just gross. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I see myself married. And probably in my permanent career, probably as a manager, or I would say I see myself married and probably in a career where I'm a manager at that point in my career, you know, managing my team or something. How many pairs of shoes do you own? I'd have no idea. I would say maybe, I would have to count. I don't want to say, I would say 100. But if it's not 100, maybe like 50, 40, something like that. I don't know. I own a lot of shoes. I don't know. I mean, I have so many shoes that they don't even all fit in my closet anymore. Some are under my bed. So I don't know. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have? I want to read people's minds because I want to know what people are thinking. Because, you know, people will tell you what they're thinking and it's not always accurate. So I want to read minds to know if what the person is telling me is really true. What would you do if you won the lottery? I would probably go out and buy myself a nice house, pay my car. Well, my car is paid off, so. But no, I would buy me a house, give me a nice car, and then save the rest. And what's your favorite zoo animal? A monkey. I don't know, guys. I've always wanted to hold a little pet monkey. And I see people do it all the time at the zoo. They, like, pet the monkeys, and they put them on the shoulder. I always wanted to do something like that. If you could go back in time to change one thing, what would it be? Probably putting too much of my time into the wrong people. That's what I would change if I could go back in time. Putting too much time into the wrong people. How many pillows do you sleep with? I sleep with one pillow. I'm not picky. Like, I don't need like 4 or 5 pillows on my bed. I just need like one good pillow and I'm good to go. What's the longest you've gone without sleeping? Why? probably a day. I don't go that many days without sleep. Probably one day. The longest is probably one day. What's the tallest building you've been to the top of? I don't know. I don't know any tall buildings that I've even been to be honest with you. So I really don't know. That's a good question. How often do you buy clothes? Probably every couple months. To be honest with you, I used to shop all the time and get a whole bunch of clothes. But I really don't shop like I used to. So, yeah, it's not that often. Here lately, it's not that often. Maybe every couple, 2 months or so, something like that. I, like, order stuff online, especially with the COVID-19. So, I don't know. What's your favorite holiday? Christmas is my favorite holiday. Not because of the gifts, but because you get to be around family and friends and just really get to, you know, I guess get to be around family and friends. Alright. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? Probably like an hour or two, I want to say. I am lazy in the morning. I'm not a morning person. So I want to say it takes me like an hour or two to get ready. At the most. It takes me like an hour or two. Are you clean or messy person? I would say, my mom would say I'm messy. I'm going to say I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle between clean and messy. What kitchen appliance do you use every day? The microwave. I use the microwave every day, of course. What's your favorite fast food chain? I love Chick-fil-A, but I've also grown to love Sonic. Sonic has like the best milkshakes, y'all. I love it. Do you love or hate roller coasters? I hate roller coasters. I'm scared of them. I'm not getting on nobody's roller coaster. Last one I got on was like at the amusement park. If anyone knows what King's Dominion is, it is in Virginia. King's Dominion is in Virginia. And if you ever heard of it, they had a Scooby-Doo roller coaster that used to be in the amusement park. I rode it one time, never again. Screamed and yelled the whole time. I was like, nope, never again. What is your favorite childhood memory? Golly. I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest with you. Favorite childhood memory. I do not know. Looking at pictures, I think all my memories were like, I don't know. That's a good question, guys. What is my favorite childhood memory? I do not have a clue. I had a great childhood. Had a lot of good memories, but I can't pinpoint one that was my favorite at this time. What's your favorite movie? I love Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Love that movie. Just, it's so good. I don't know why, but I do. How old were you when you learned that Santa wasn't real? How did you find out? I was 12 years old when I realized Santa was not real. I was sitting at home one day with my dad. We were eating an omelet on the couch, and he looked at me and told me that Santa was not real, and I cried like a baby. Yeah, 12 years old. My parents really let me believe till I was 12. And all my friends would pick on me like, there's no Santa. I'm like, yes, there is. That's what my parents told me. So, yes, I was 12. Is your glass half full or half empty? It's in the middle. It's in the middle. What's the craziest thing you've done in the name of love? Well, I was dating this guy once. This was years ago when I worked at McDonald's. I was in my 20s. And he ended up getting kicked out of his dad's house and he had to go back to his hometown. So I drove like 2 or 3 hours away to go get him from his hometown and bring him back up here. And I found like one of my good friends who I used to work with, she was like, he can stay here with me. So he stayed with them. Crazy. Yeah, it was the dumbest thing I did because in the end he ended up cheating on me and moving on with another girl. So that was dumb. Yep. What was your favorite school subject in school? English. I love English because I love to read. Do I collect anything? No, I don't really collect anything. Remember back in the day, everyone used to collect Pokemon cards, if you remember that? Yeah. Is there anything you wish would come back into fashion? Not really, because I think fashion evolves. I don't think you want to go back in time. I just think we should keep things the way they are. Are you an introvert or extrovert? I'm an introvert. Does your family have a motto, spoken or unspoken? I don't know. We probably do, but I can't think of one. I don't know. I can't think of one right now. If you were a ruler of your own country, what would be the first law you would introduce? My first law would be to be kind to everyone. Because I feel like the world is just a nasty place now, so no one's kind anymore. So I think I would enforce a law that you have to be kind to everyone. What three things do you think of the most each day? Each day I think about my daughter, probably my family and my boo-boo. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? Back up, I'm dangerous. That's what my warning label would say. What song would you say best sums you up? I have a lot of songs that sum me up, but I can't think of like one set song, because it's a lot of songs I'm listening to that remind me of myself. What celebrity would you like to meet at Starbucks for a cup of coffee? Marilyn Monroe. I love Marilyn Monroe. She was just so, back in her time. She was a good actress. She was a good model. She was just so pretty. So, yes, Marilyn Monroe, meet me at Starbucks. And you know who else I want to meet at Starbucks? I want to meet Wendy Williams at Starbucks so she could talk to me about the latest hot topics. Just drink my coffee and listen to her talk. What's the most interesting thing you can see out of your office or kitchen window? Really nothing. All I see is the neighbor's houses. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are? Maybe I'm about a 7. What was your first job? My first job was at King's Dominion, an amusement park. What is one thing you will never do again? Settle. I will never settle again. If it's not right, I'm not settling. I'll never settle again. When it comes to friendships, relationships, anything, I'm not settling for anything. All right, guys, this was fun. Little Q&A. Alrighty, so tomorrow's episode hopefully will be a little different. I probably will be back to doing Love Talk, and we're gonna have fun with that. Also, guys, please check out my Love Talk series podcast that I created. It's a separate account from this one. I'm gonna put the link in the description. Check it out, go listen. Hope you guys like it. I'm gonna keep you posted on what I do next with my Love Talk series and where I take it. Peace and love, guys, and I am off. Woo! Enjoy your day. I mean your night. Day or night, wherever you are in the world. Peace and love.